Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The landscape has changed top to bottom. We're in an NIL era now. We know the university has committed more money than ever before to athletics. Why is it such an important arm of the university? It is an academic institution. Mm-hmm. It is a medical institution. It is a research institution. It is not a football team with a bunch of other stuff attached to it.
Correct.
But why does athletics matter so much, especially right now, to the university's goals, its ideals, its plans?
Yeah. And so athletics, for all institutions, you know, it depends on size. You know this, right? I'm not going to teach you any of that. Athletics is always part of the student experience. Not the athletes themselves, but it's part of the environment, okay? Lots of kids, it's part of, like, intramural sports is part of it, like fraternities and sororities are part of it, like all the students. We have over 600 student organizations. Athletics is a critical part of a student experience. So then once you accept that, that it's part, because we're a university, we have 11 schools and colleges, and you recognize that the 52,000 undergrads who apply have an expectation that that's part of the experience. Put aside performance, just part of it. Then all you're deciding is, what do you want that to be? You're going to be in athletics. The Ivies are in athletics, right? All major universities are in athletics. It's just a function of what do you want it to be. So athletics is part of it by history, not by anything. Then the next question is, what does excellence mean to you in athletics? And for us, good, bad, or indifferent, for 20 years of our 99 years, because I've been here 50, 20 of the 99, for 20 of my 50, the highest profile sport that the university had, which is football, not because we want it to be, because that's the interest commercially, right? When I was a kid, baseball was the number one sport. I'm a baseball kid, actually. But football has grown. The NFL wasn't what it was today. College football wasn't what it was today. Very different in those days when I was a youngster. But it's the number one. We've only been a high-performing winner. Let's just say high top 10. Let's just pick top 10 as a moniker for 20 of the years. When I was in school, we were 3-8 my first year. I always get the Sabins mixed up. We got Lou Saban. And Lou Saban got us to 6-5. And it was euphoria. Okay. When we were 6, it was euphoria. Okay. I remember it vividly being 6-5. I was with, who was I with? Reuben Carter. His last year was my first year. And he went on to play in the NFL. And I saw him, and we went on the field together. I said, God, you were my nose tackle. He went to play for the Denver Broncos. And then Don Lattimore was the next one. He was the next one. He lived on my floor in 68. And so there's a student part to this. There's a success part to this. And there's a brand. So because of that magical 20 years that we had, this unparalleled success that we had, we played for 10 championships. We're 5-5. And I remember all the losses. I can't exactly remember the wins, but I remember the 5 ones we didn't win. I remember those, okay? I talked to Gino about the Alabama game. I talked to Vinny about Penn State. I talked to Ken about Ohio State. I could talk to Vinny about Tennessee. You know, we got rolled in Tennessee. We went right down the field in the first position. I think Tennessee put 35 on us, and that was the end of that game. I could go through the losses better, but it became so magical. And I think part of it was, we weren't a regional team. We played everybody, as Jimmy would say. Oh, we played Oklahoma, we played Michigan, we played BYU. We played because we were not a conference like it is today. And because we were a little bit of an independent for part of it, we became a national brand. And then the style of play. And then the personality of the team and the kids we attracted. We just became a national brand. There's nowhere I go in the world today when I don't wear my U attire that they're going to U. Everywhere. Whether it's TSA, whether it's my partners in Hong Kong, they all know about the U. It was a magical 20 years. It's hard to put that genie back in the box and then say, but we're not going to focus on athletics, because it has such a brand-enhancing capability to it. Tallahassee, Washington, everybody wants to talk about us when we're 9-0. Forget about the pole and all. It's hard. So if we're going to be in athletics and we have this historic brand that elevates the entire institution, then you need to pursue excellence. Just like you have to have excellence in health system and patient care, and I need excellence in academics. If we're going to be in it, you need to. See, that's what we've learned in the practical world. Otherwise, get out. If you can't be excellent, get out.
Mario Cristobal, earlier this season, and it was right around the day that they announced that you were taking over on the permanent basis. He said, if not for Joe, I would not be here. What did that comment mean to you?
Well, it was heartfelt. I've come to know Mario and Jess and the boys. And it was a team effort. I was part of a larger team. And what it meant to me was personal in nature for me, Tim, and emotional for me to hear Mario say it. Because, Mario's offensive lineman, physically a big person. You standing in front of me, right, City, I'm not physically a big person. And to hear Mario say it that way was always, wow, I was part of something magical, no matter how this turns out. But then I quickly go back and I say, listen, we, not me by myself, the group of us, including the board, the larger faculty, those who were involved in this process, were pursuing excellence. And we needed to invest because the market had changed. It wasn't going to be what we did in that 20-year run. We could find these great kids from the neighborhood, local, because now everybody's coming to Florida to get, Florida, Texas, California. If we did some stats, I suspect a disproportionate number of kids from football come from those three states, I'm guessing, with no scientific analysis. So everybody discovered Florida, and everybody's here. And it took a little more now to get there. So Mario saying it to me was heartfelt, and it reminded me that, we're in this together. This is part of the university. And Mario focuses on the student part of athlete and the athlete part of athlete. But he does recognize the enormous responsibility he has, that we all have, to represent the University of Miami. Because he's of the University of Miami himself. So it was a fabulous moment, very touching for me, just like when they gave me the game ball in the locker room, Matt McCoy, who was a large, large man, okay, lifted me like a feather. And I leave that, Matt, don't break me. Whatever you do. People said, I was thinking he's going to break me. And he was so gentle with me. Okay. It was a joyous moment. It was one of those moments you celebrate. And then you move on. Because, the fun is in the winning. But a lot of learning happens in the losing. Okay. The losing is what stays with you. The winning moves on. And Mario goes 1-0. So it was fantastic. It was one of the highlights of my professional life. I've had many. I've been blessed to have many. And I tell people all the time, there's nothing particularly great about me, Tim. But I work in the company of great people. Great people. At Deloitte, at the Bank of New York, where I'm the chair. At Pfizer, where I'm on the board. And at the University of Miami. And Mario is one of the great people.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.